This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
It is Thursday afternoon. Thanks for being here today. Perhaps I'll see you tonight at the Union League when I give my speech or talk or whatever I'm doing tonight. I look forward to that. So Biden just did something very, very interesting. And here to discuss it with me, this is going to be very, very controversial. No doubt about that. No doubt about that. But I'm very happy to welcome to the show. Paul Larkin is a senior legal research fellow in the Mies Center for Legal and Judicial Studies at the Heritage Foundation. Paul, thanks for making time for me this afternoon. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Rich.
So as I understand it, Biden just granted a mass pardon to anybody who had a federal marijuana offense. Is that right?
It's a little more narrow than that.
Okay.
What he did was issue what's called an amnesty. When you have a mass pardon, it's technically called an amnesty. But it's not for any and all marijuana offenses. It's only for people who are convicted of simple possession. That is, if you just, you know, had a doobie or two for personal use.
Gotcha.
Not a warehouse full, you know.
Right. You had a little roach or something like that. I got. Now, are these mass pardons constitutional?
Yes.
Okay.
If you take a look at Article 2, it gives the president the power to issue pardons and reprieves. And the Supreme Court has said that the president can do it on a case-by-case basis or on a wholesale basis.
And this particular one, what the president said was, he said, as I've said before, no one should be in jail for using or possessing marijuana. Sending people to jail for possessing marijuana has upended too many lives. For conduct that is legal in many states, that's before you address the clear racial disparities around prosecution and conviction. Today, we begin to right those wrongs. I don't disagree with this, but I do wonder one thing, though, which is, why don't they just change the federal law that has marijuana as a schedule controlled substance? Why don't they just change that?
Well, I think as part of what he did today, he's directed the attorney general to look into this question. The problem in this regard is that Congress designated cannabis as a Schedule I drug. No attorney general has decided to change that since. But no Food and Drug Administration could ever approve smoking cannabis as a legitimate medical treatment. There are a host of reasons why you never could approve, and no drug since 1938 has been approved that is used by smoking. Take a look at the drugs we have. People ingest them via pills or via a liquid solution, or they are injected via a hypodermic or some other system. You don't see people smoking antibiotics, antiviral drugs. Why? There is no set number of inhalations. There is no set depth of an inhalation, and then there is no set length of the time you hold that inhalation. No physician is going to know how much of whatever is in the cannabis you smoke you're actually getting. And that, by the way, assumes that what you're getting in cannabis is something everybody knows. And the truth is, that's a lie. Okay? If the president cared so much about what these people did and wanted to right a wrong, why did he wait for 18 months to do it?
Right.
Till it's only a month out from the midterm, where his party is expected to take a pasting. It's just cheap politics. And, you know, there are certain things you're supposed to do that are above politics, and granting clemency is supposed to be one of them. We've had too many presidents who abuse their clemency power. And the last one we had, President Trump, is an example of that. But I got to say, that's what this is here. This is just trolling for votes. Okay? You know what? This is this week's trolling for votes. Last week, it was allowing people who spent hundreds of thousands of dollars getting a PhD in Martian studies, you know, a subject for which there is no remote use on this planet, to not have to pay them. Right. And so now this week he's paying off, you know, Cheech and Chong fans. So, I mean, you know, I mean, next week it'll be something new. They're out there looking, you know, there's like 4 weeks till the election. You watch.
Right.
Some new interest group is going to get paid off every week. That's all this is. When the framers of the Constitution put the pardon power in there, what they were trying to do was give the president of the United States the authority on behalf of the nation to say, we forgive you for what you did. They didn't put it in there so that presidents could use it and say, hey, remember who did you this favor when you go in the polling booth. And that's exactly what he's done. And that just cheapens the exercise of this power.
Well, I agree. And that's the thing. I mean, that's why I really have a trouble with any sort of mass clemency that's issued by the executive. And I mean, I think it should be on a case-by-case basis. And, I'm not opposed to the concept here of giving people clemency for simple marijuana possession, but I just don't like the way that it's being done by this kind of mass stroke of a pen, because I agree with you. It really does seem very politically expedient a few weeks before the election when Biden's had all this time to address this issue. And states have asked him to. States have said, listen, we have now made this legal in our state. We've got medical marijuana in our state, or some states recreational. We still conflict with federal law. It's very difficult for banks. It's very difficult for patients to be able to get the products. Do something about it. And Biden has done nothing on this on a federal level. And they control both houses of Congress. They could have done something on this. He has done nada.
Right. You know, you're exactly right. And why is that? And that's because this is a hot button issue. What does that mean? That means regardless of how members of Congress vote on this, they're going to anger somebody. And the last thing elected officials want is to be a formally elected official. So they don't want to anger anybody. So they don't want to cast votes on things that anger people. So instead, they go to the president and say, hey, why don't you do this, or order one of your agencies to do it? In this case, there's no agency that can do it. So the president did it himself. But Congress should take this issue up. It's a scandal that you have the states essentially giving people licenses to violate federal law. We need Congress to decide what it wants to do with cannabis, vote in favor of changing its status, or leave it as it is and let the Justice Department enforce it. Okay? Make up your mind. They don't want to do that because they're afraid of losing votes. Well, the appropriate response to that, I think the technical term is TFB. Okay? So,
Paul Larkin's with me, Senior Legal Research Fellow in the Meese Center for Legal and Judicial Studies at the Heritage Foundation. I agree. Listen, I'm a states' rights guy, as you know, and I'm all for the states getting to decide this. But it does conflict with federal law, and it is a problem. And that's why it should be resolved. And the problem with Biden's action today is that theoretically, then tomorrow, somebody who buys a joint is still breaking federal law. The problem has not changed.
Right.
What's he going to do? Grant another mass clemency next year, every day? I mean, you know, we're not addressing the problem here, this major discrepancy between federal and state law. That is what needs to be the priority. I don't know how many people out there are really worried about their federal joint conviction anyway. I mean, is this even really a problem? On the state level, it may be, but on the federal level, how many people is this even really affecting? But it could theoretically affect more people tomorrow. I mean, there's nothing that stops the DEA right now from raiding a medical marijuana distribution center in New Jersey, right, where it's legal technically in my state. I mean, they could do it if they wanted to.
Hey, Rich, they are in effect obscuring two bigger problems we have with cannabis today. One is that the cannabis that is being grown or manufactured and sold today is not the same ganja that granddad smoked during the summer of love, okay? That was like 2 to 3 to 4% THC. Now you can get forms of cannabis called shatter where it's in the 90% THC. We need to investigate whether that is going to change the nature of what we're dealing with, because it is going to be more addictive, and it's going to produce more people with severe mental problems. Secondly, if you increase the use of cannabis, you're going to increase the number of people who are one toke over the line and get behind the wheel of a car.
Sure.
And that means you're going to increase the number of crashes, maimings, and deaths. And Biden hasn't said word one about that, and neither has Congress. So if they're going to address this problem, they need to deal with that. Okay. Now, we know that no matter what Biden says about how he cares about people, he really doesn't, because people are dying on a daily basis from all the fentanyl that's coming across the border between Mexico and the U.S. I mean, if he cared about people like he says he does, he would stop, you know, that or do something to stop that. But he's not. And he's not going to do anything to deal with drug impaired driving either. So, you know, he can say all he wants and people can say he's a humanitarian. He's just a ward politician. I'm sorry. That's all this is. He's paying off another group.
Paul, I appreciate it. I agree. Congress has to deal with this. It's what needs to happen here. No question about it. Paul Larkin, Senior Legal Research Fellow at the Mies Center for Legal and Judicial Studies at the Heritage Foundation. Come back again, my friend. Appreciate it.
Anytime. Thanks, Rich.
All right. 855-839-1210. I have to remind you, too, that... one of the things that I thought was very interesting, when you think about the issue of marijuana, Kamala Harris, the Vice President of the United States of America, came under fire from Tulsi Gabbard, my girl Tulsi, and DeSantis. You're going to get her on the show, right? You got one job, DeSantis. You have
one job. I'm trying.
Every man's fantasy in the yoga pants with the gun, shooting the gun, running around the woods. And all I need is her on this show. You got one job. Well, during that debate of 2020, and I don't have time to grab the audio right now for you, but Tulsi Gabbard slammed Kamala Harris in that debate because of the fact that as the state attorney general for California, Kamala Harris oversaw more than 1,500 convictions of marijuana in her time as the attorney general of California. 1,500. And Tulsi slammed her for that. So, you know, let's not pretend here like the Biden White House is all big on freedom and liberty and everything like this, or states' rights. It's a joke is really what it is. And they are once again dodging their responsibility on the issue. I'm all for the states deciding this issue, and they should. And I'm all for Congress taking marijuana off the Schedule 1 C controlled substances so the states can do it. Deal with it that way. But let's not pretend like these people are some great liberators. More people in California were put behind bars because of Kamala Harris, the vice president, and that is a fact. 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in. Listen, winter is coming, and it's right around the corner, so now is the perfect time to tune up your heating system. Call Professor Gatsby's today. It's easy, fast, and the smart thing to do for your home and your family's comfort, and it's only $49. Or get a free estimate to replace your system with 0% interest. Head into the cold of winter knowing that your family will be cozy all season long. When it comes to my heating and air conditioning, the only company that I use and trust is Professor Gatsby's. They are local, family owned and operated. And when I call Professor Gatsby's, they know me and treat me like family. And they're going to do the same for you. These are the guys I use. So they're the guys you can trust. And you want to make sure that heater is ready to go. Tune it up for the winter, right now, only $49. Or get a free estimate to replace your system with 0% interest. An efficient system saves you money. You don't want to waste that money, so do it today. Go to profgatsby.com. Professor Gatsby's, profgatsby.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.